Well, today we're talking with Scott Suhr, district planner with the Iowa Department of Transportation here in Southwest Iowa. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know, you'd think you get to the fall of the season and the work with through the DOT, a lot of that road work would be wrapping up, but, you know, it takes a long time to sustain these roads and keep them passable for folks. And you've been working pretty hard on some projects here close to home this year, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had several projects in the area that we've been working on. Some have been wrapped up and some, of course, are still going on.
Well, I know there was some quite a bit of road work on the sides, working with the gutters and curbing and some of the intakes and things there on the to the east of the Walmart area here in Atlantic on Highway 71 heading south out of town on the southeast side of the community. How is that project coming along?
Well, the plans are to complete the curb and gutter sections yet this week, weather permitting. We've had to deal with a little bit of rain the last couple weeks, so that's kind of slowed us down a little bit. And then once that's done, they're planning on coming through and laying the asphalt on top of that area where they've done the curb and gutter to make it the same depth all the way across. And then once they get done with that, their plans are to go north of town and start resurfacing the areas that they did the cold-in-place recycling on, which would be from U.S. 6 north to the Audubon County line. And their goal is to try to get all of it done yet this fall. But if it does tend to get late in the season, the goal is for sure to get all the intermittent mix on, which is what we call the binder lift, which is the lift before the surface lift.
Sure. Well, a lot of work in that area on curb and gutter and those intakes and things. What spurred that? Has it just been something that's been needed for a while?
Well, part of the issue is, you know, when the U.S. 71 was built originally, the curb and gutters were of the proper elevation. Well, obviously we've gone through and overlaid it over the years, and so water wasn't able to get into the intakes like it needed to, and so water was going by the intakes. And some of the intakes have been hit by snow plows and trucks and whatnot, so we thought it was a good opportunity to go in there and replace those while we had the opportunity. And so we went through and replaced those intakes and then brought the elevation up so that when we put our asphalt overlay in, it'll match so the water will get into the intakes easier.
You bet. We see those projects inside of communities, in cities, and, you know, you do overlays, you're making the curbs smaller every time you do that.
Right.
But, you know, you don't think about that so much on the highways. It's obviously important that runoff has got to go somewhere.
Right. And, you know, that's part of the issue. You know, when you get out in the country, you've got, you know, ditches and pipes to take the water away. But in town, you're basically trying to put it into a storm sewer system and trying to get it to divert that way. And so, yeah, we got to make sure that we maintain those intakes through the area.
You bet. Well, for folks that are on the east side of Atlantic now, too, they're going to see that project kind of continue. It's going to swing around the corner. You got some work to do on, I guess we call it East 7th Street here in town, but Highway 6 is going to get some work done, too.
Right. We're basically going to kind of start where we left off here 2 years ago near Burger King, and we're going to be doing some milling through that area and then doing some resurfacing, and it'll have a new surface when we're all said and done.
Is this a project you've been waiting on for a while?
This project's been in the plans for a couple of years. When we were working on U.S. 6 through Atlantic 2 years ago, we were aware the project was coming, and we've been working on it. And it was just a matter of, you know, getting the timing right and getting the financing right. So it was scheduled to go this year, and it's currently underway.
Now, is this going to be a complete project then, too? Curb, gutter, intakes, the whole works?
Not on Highway 6. Most of the curb and gutter section we have through there is in pretty good shape. But the curb and gutter section south of Atlantic on 71 needed to be replaced because, like I said, it had been beat up and had some trucks hit it, and it's been hit by snow plows and whatnot. So it was time to fix the tops on them and raise them up a little bit so we can get the water to flow in there easier.
Sure. Now, the folks who have seen the work going on there on the south on 71 heading out of town there, as we talked about earlier, they're familiar with the fact that it was, you know, narrowed down to a pretty narrow area. In some cases, there was one lane with a pilot car for a while. What kind of circumstance will we see on East 7th Street while this project goes on?
Basically, it'll be a similar operation where we'll close a lane and do some work in that lane. Probably what you'll see is the two outside lanes closed and milling occurring there, and then once the outside lanes are done, you know, as far as milled back up to 71 or beyond, then you'll see the traffic shift over to those lanes, and then they'll start working on the inside lanes.
Okay, so there'll always be traffic for the most part going in both directions?
Yes, there won't be a detour like there was a couple years ago. It's not a full depth replacement like it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think folks remember that one. That took people winding around the community and things, and this will be a lot easier, I guess, to deal with that way. So how long will this project take then? You said it will take pretty much until we get bad weather and can't do it anymore and hopefully get it done by then?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the time frame, I'm not sure exactly how long it's going to take. I know the work that's left to be done will go pretty quick once the contractor gets in here and gets going. But like I said, there's a little bit of work that needs to be done prior to them coming in as far as, like, the milling through 6 on Highway 6. And then once they get that done, then they'll start overlaying. I think their plan is, while they're milling in Atlantic, is to overlay north of Atlantic on Highway 71 so that they can, you know, get the paving done up there first and then come back and then put a lift of asphalt on 71 South and US 6.
You bet. Well, and I know I've talked to a few of the business owners along that area, too. Obviously, they get affected by things like this. But it sounds like they've had an opportunity to express their concerns and have kind of worked with you guys on making sure that it doesn't affect them too much.
Right. And, you know, for the most part, I mean, everybody's been pretty understanding of the project and knowing that it's something that's got to be done. And it will improve drainage in the area, and it will give a smoother riding surface than what they have today. And it will hopefully be safer than what they see today. So I think everybody's pretty understanding that, you know, something needs to be done, and we're working on it to get it done.
Well, you deal with this every time you do a project, right?
Well, yeah, and for the most part, I mean, obviously when you work in an urban area, you tend to have more people impacted. So there's a few more people that have concerns, and obviously access into their businesses and whatnot. And so we maintain those at all times and try to work with them the best we can.
You bet. Scott, what are the projects going on here around the area yet here as we get into the fall season should we be aware of?
Well, we've completed the work in Anita. That was something that was done earlier this spring and early summer. That's currently done. And we've got a micro-surfacing project scheduled on the I-80 from basically the Cass County line to Dexter. And that work has started. And for the most part, that's the primary work that's being done in the area.
Okay, so for folks who travel the interstate, will they see any lane shutdowns at all?
They will from time to time. I think most of the work that's being done out there is primarily to the shoulders, so they may see a slight lane shift for a small duration, and then they'll be able to return to their lane.
Okay, so it'll be done in small sections then.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, very good. Safety is always important. We need to stress when these types of projects go on to folks to just to remember that I know we're frustrated. We're trying to get from point A to point B as quickly and as efficiently as we can, but there are folks out there working in those areas.
Yeah, but we want to make sure those people that are working in those areas, whether they're contractors or inspectors or people testing samples, that they get home safely to their families. So we remind people, you know, to obey the signs, slow down, put your cell phone up, pay attention to the road and the channelizing devices that are guiding you through the area.
Yeah, I'm guessing all those digital handheld devices are something that you really are concerned about these days.
Well, and that's just it. You know, I mean, if you have a person traveling 55 to 70 mile an hour and you got a construction person that's you know, working on centerline, I mean, all it takes is a split second, and it's a bad situation. So, yeah, just take your time. Allow yourself more time in the morning or evening where on your commute, and put your cell phones up and just drive through the area carefully and have safe travels.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, Scott, thank you so much for the updates. And
you bet.
Hey, continued success. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.